You are listening to the New Day of Hope broadcast with Helena and Glennis Langley. Enjoy.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Well, we want to welcome you back today, and we are so excited that you've tuned in one more time. And we have a great word just for you. And our scripture is coming from Psalms 46 and verse 1. That's Psalms 46 and verse 1. It says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. And that's the New Living Translation. Anyone who lives very long will experience trouble. In fact, Job said, a man that is born of a woman is of few days and is full of trouble. Trouble comes to everyone. It doesn't matter whether you are a good Christian. Trouble is all around us. You cannot escape trouble. And sometimes it seems like trouble comes in all different flavors, just like Baskin Robbins. Baskin Robbins has 31 flavors. And so trouble comes all the time. It comes to us at any place, anytime, and it comes at the most inconvenient season. If you have never experienced trouble, just keep on living, and trouble will show up at your door. There are big troubles, little troubles, and sometimes it seems like troubles just won't quit. Everywhere you turn is trouble, trouble, trouble. It lets up for a little while, and then the next thing you know, it rears its ugly head. You just have to keep on living. You may be in the midst of trouble right now, and trouble comes for a variety of reasons and in a lot of different forms. Your trouble might be the result of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. You might be in trouble because of something you did or something you said. You might be troubled by a disturbing health issue or a personal moral failure. Or it could have been a relationship gone sour. It could be that you're in financial or legal difficulty, or that someone you care about has broken your heart. But whatever the nature of your trouble, don't throw in the towel. Don't give in to despair. Claim God's promise in Psalms 50 and verse 15. He says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. That's the promise that you and I can take hold of. He said he will deliver us. And we know that our God is a deliverer. Praise God. See, God offers to you everything you need in time of trouble, if only you meet his conditions. So in Psalm 46 and verse 1, there are three things that God offers to us when we are in trouble. Let's look at them. The first one says, in the verse I just read to you, Psalms 46 verse 1, God is our refuge. Let's take a quick look at the definition of refuge. It means being safe or sheltered from danger, trouble, or pursuit. So God is our refuge. He is protecting us. He's keeping us safe. But notice, in order to have God as your refuge, we must be his children. And there is only one way to become a child of God. The Apostle Paul, writing to a group of his Christian friends, said in Galatians 3:26, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. So you must come to God through faith in Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned. And James 1 verse 15 says that sin, when it is finished, bring forth death. And we know the Bible says that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So in order to be part of God's kingdom or to be a child of God, you must be born again. And God requires that sin be punished. And the most terrible aspect of that punishment is separation from God, which means inner defeat and emptiness in this life and eternal hell in the life to come. But no one need continue in that separated condition and end up in hell, because Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So when we repent of our sins and by faith and surrender to the living Savior, we become that very instant children of God forever. That means that when we die, we go to heaven. But it also means that we must obey Him and call on Him, because God supplies our needs in this life, including our need for refuge. Amen. In Deuteronomy 33 and verse 27, it says, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." Nahum 1 verse 7 says, "The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him." So all these scriptures that I'm giving to you shows that God is indeed our refuge, and He will take care of us. We all need refuge from the storms of life. Not just from storms in the atmosphere, but other storms as well. Storms of difficulty, troubles of various kinds that threatened to take us under. But Isaiah 25 verse 4 says that God is a refuge from the storm. Praise God. I don't know what storm may be battering you at this point in your life, but if you know Christ as your Savior and you will call upon Him, you can claim the promise of Psalms 9 and verse 9. "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble." So we have all these promises from the Word of God, which reminds us that He is a refuge in the times of trouble. And we are living in troublesome time. We are living in perilous times. And the only way we can be safe is in Jesus. Praise God. But people not only need refuge from the storms, we also need refuge from the attack of the enemy, which is Satan. In 1 Peter 5, 8 through 9, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith." If you and I will fight the devil with everything within us and trust God to make up the difference, we will have the victory, and then we can testify with the author of Psalm 59 and verse 16. "But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. Thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of trouble." This is shouting time. God has been our defense. He is protecting us. He is our protector. He's our defender. So when the enemy comes up against us, we just need to call upon the name of the Lord. Praise God. But not only is God our refuge in times of trouble, He is our strength. God is our strength. Sometimes as we deal with trouble, we find ourselves stressed from the battle that we just give out, so to speak. We feel like the wind has gone out of our sail, that we have come to the end of our rope, and we don't see how we can keep going. Sometimes we feel like the writer of Psalms 38 and verse 10, which says, "My heart panted, my strength faileth me. As for the light of my eyes, it also is gone from me." But thanks be to God. God is our refuge and strength. That promise is repeated in Psalms 29 and verse 11. "The Lord will give strength unto His people." And we know that God is a man that cannot lie. If you're feeling weak today from whatever storm you're going through, God will strengthen you. But you have to call upon the name of the Lord and tell him what it is that you need, even though he knows everything about us. But he said to ask and it will be given. He said, call unto me and I will answer thee. So call him up and tell him what you want. But you see, that promise is not without conditions. For instance, some of our trouble we bring on ourselves because of sin. Listen to what Psalms 31 verse 9 and 10 says. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. In such a case as that, God doesn't just automatically bail us out of our trouble or our dilemma and replenish our strength. He requires that we face our sin, repent of it, and submit ourselves afresh to him. But once we have gotten it right, we can then claim the promises of Psalms 37 and verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. So whatever you're going through right now, my friends, as I said a while ago, tell it to Jesus. One songwriter says, tell it to Jesus alone. He knows what you're going through. He cares about you, but you must tell him all about it for him to come to your rescue. Sometimes our strength is depleted for some cause other than sin. Sometimes our strength fades away simply because of the amount of troubles we face, or because the battle we are fighting is so intense, or it has been going on for such a long time. But whatever the cause of our weakness, if we know Christ as our Savior and will spend time seeking his face, he will re-energize us. Look at what Isaiah says in verse 29 to 31. He giveth power to the faint. Are you feeling faint today? And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Even though you might be strong, you can still fall along the wayside. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Praise be to our God. He will give you strength for the journey, because that's the kind of God he is. Sometimes, for reasons that are beyond us, God allows our trouble to continue, but he strengthens us in the midst of it. Paul was a great man of God, but yet he had his own trouble. Look at what he says in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 10. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, which means three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. So whatever Paul was going through, he besought the Lord to take it away from him. But the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. So whatever you're going through, and it seems like the Lord is not removing it, remember, God's grace is sufficient for whatever you're going through. And Paul, we know, was a man who loved God, yet he had his own share of trouble. Amen. So if you and I place ourselves in God's hand, He will be our strength. So in times of trouble, God is our refuge. God is our strength. And finally, God is our help, because that's what the verse says. God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. So Isaiah 41 and verse 10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." There are times when our troubles are so great that we will be overwhelmed with grief and despair. But thank God, He promised to help us in times of trouble. In 2 Chronicles chapter 32, we have the story of King Hezekiah, who was faced with a crisis. The king of Assyria came with a large army, and they were determined to conquer Judah. Hear what Hezekiah said to his people: "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an army of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. So here we have the promise of God's word. Hezekiah told the people, the army might be more than us, but we have God on our side, and the God whom we serve, He is able to deliver us from the hands of the enemy. If you continue reading the chapter, you will see where the enemy tried to make the people doubt God's ability to deliver them. But because they stand on the word of Hezekiah, they believe God, and God was able to deliver His people. God helped them. So they were able to see that the God they serve was able to help them, not just help them, but deliver them from the hands of the enemies. You and I face times when our troubles are so burdensome and grievous that we know there's no way out unless God intervenes. And sometimes God intervenes at the last minute. At those times, we find ourselves crying out to God, as did the author of Psalms 108 and verse 12. He says, "Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man." We find ourselves saying with the author of Psalms 121, verse 1 and 2, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." That's the only place you can look to, is to heaven, because that's where your help comes. "All of my help cometh from the Lord." So once again, look at what our psalm said, that God is a very present help in trouble. And God says to every believer, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Yeah, men will come up against you. They may try to hurt you. They may try to make you doubt your faith in God. But remember, God is your refuge. God is your strength. And God is your helper. Man cannot help you. Man may help you today, but tomorrow they cannot help you. But my God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the name of the Lord. So as I close out today, I just want to remind you that you don't have to bear your burdens by yourself. You don't have to fight life's battles alone. Come to Jesus. He will be your refuge, your strength, and your help. If you have never trusted Him today, I encourage you to do so. Matthew 11, 28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So if you're going through a battle, if you're going through troubles, if you're going through a storm, come on to Jesus. Call upon His name, and He will be your refuge. He will be your strength, and He will be your helper in the time of trouble. Praise God. Thank you once again for listening. And if the messages you heard have impacted your life in one way or another, we would love to hear from you. You can reach out to us at newdayofhopepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's newdayofhopepodcast@gmail.com. Or called 470-929-5526. Once again, that's 470-929-5526. We look forward hearing from you. So until then, remember, you are amazing. Have a great week, everybody.